we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off in Egypt, where the Confederation of African Football, CAF, will hold its annual awards ceremony on Tuesday. Samson Omale has a preview for us, as well as more African football news. Sporty greetings, Samson!
Sporty greetings to you, Sonny. Liverpool forward and Egyptian international Mohamed Salah will be looking to bag a hat-trick of CAF Player of the Year awards on home soil when he battles for the coveted crown alongside Liverpool teammate Sadio Mane, who he beat to the award in 2018, and Algeria's Riyad Mahrez at the annual awards ceremony. Ahead of the awards, I caught up with some sports fans who told me who the likely winner will be.
I think I'll give it to Sadio Mane. Having won the UEFA Champions League one, and also getting to the final of the Africa Cup of Nations, and also the highest goal scorer in the English Premier League, I think he deserves it.
Riyad Mahrez, for me, deserves it. He was part of the Manchester City side that won the Premier League back-to-back, and of course, they won the FA Cup. So for me, I think it's going to be a fantastic way to cap the year for Riyad Mahrez.
To me, I think I would say Sadio Mane. Mane has really worked so hard. He has done so well at the Nations Cup and then at the UEFA Champions League.
The Crested Cranes of Uganda have started preparations for their first round of the FIFA Under-17 Women World Cup due in India this year. The Crested Cranes, who were recently crowned CECAFA champions, are in camp preparing to take on Ethiopia in the first ever FIFA Under-17 Women World Cup qualifier on Saturday. Head coach Ayub Khalifa speaks on the fitness of the girls ahead of the crucial encounter.
We have started our training. It has been our first session. It has been good. Okay, looking at their fitness, these girls have been down, they have not been training, most of them. So we are trying to check on their fitness. Then we had some small ball work to check on how they've been performing out there.
Elsewhere, the Ghana Football Association president, Kurt Okraku, says the association decided to sack coaches of all its national teams in order to inject new life into the nation's sports. The football's governing body had on Friday announced that it was dissolving all coaching units of both the male and female teams. Black Stars coach James Kwesi Appiah, home-based Black Stars trainer Maxwell Konadu, men's under-23 boss Ibrahim Tanko, and senior national women's team coach Mercy Tago Kwaku are among the casualties.
We announced the change in direction for all our national teams. I think we used to be in gear one. We need to move to another gear. And that's what people are waiting for.
Ghana's last major trophy at any level of international football remains their success at the 2009 FIFA Under-20 World Cup in Egypt. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thank you, Coach. Prince Nesta joins us now for a look at the weekend European club football highlights. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sunny. English winger of Ghanaian descent Callum Hudson-Odoi and Ross Barkley registered their names on the score sheet as Chelsea put in a vintage performance to cruise into the FA Cup fourth round after a dominant 2-0 win against Championship side Nottingham Forest. A wonder goal from 18-year-old academy graduate Curtis Jones helped Liverpool to a 1-0 victory over Merseyside rival Everton in the third round of the FA Cup, while Lucas Moura's header rescued Tottenham from an FA Cup upset in a 1-1 draw against Championship side Middlesbrough. It's the first time a Jose Mourinho side has failed to win their opening FA Cup match at the first attempt. Meanwhile, Manchester United continued with their unimpressive performance in 2020 following defeat against Arsenal in the Premier League on New Year's Day after settling for a disappointing 0-0 draw against Wolves. the Red Devils failed to register shot on target in the FA Cup third round tie, which means the two clubs will go head to head again in a rematch. Leicester City cruised into the FA Cup third round with a 2-0 victory against Wigan Athletic at the King Power Stadium, as Alexandra Zinchenko, Sergio Aguero, Taylor Howard and Phil Foden each scored for Manchester City, who beat League 2 side Port Vale 4-1 at the Etihad Stadium.
Prince, still with the FA Cup, the Gunners of Arsenal are at home against Leeds United Monday evening. How's this one shaping up?
Yes, Sonny, the Gunners will host Leeds United later today at the Emirates Stadium. And this will actually be the 17th FA Cup match between the two teams and the first since January 2012. And it will be remembered that in that fixture, the Gunners actually won 1-0 in the third round thanks to a goal from Thierry Henry. The Gunners fans will also be so excited to hear this, that Leeds United are winless in six previous meetings against them, and Arsenal have actually progressed from the FA Cup third round in 22 of the past 23 seasons. The only failure actually was during the 2017 and 2018 campaign against Nottingham Forest. It should also be noted that the Gunners are the most successful side in this competition, having lifted the FA Cup on 13 separate occasions. Sonny, there's also going to be a clash of titans on Tuesday, as Manchester City faces off with Manchester United at the Old Trafford in the first semi-final leg of the Carabao Cup. The two teams met a month ago in the Premier League, when United produced an exciting counter-attack football show to beat Manchester City 2-1 at the Etihad Stadium. The game could go either way, and we'll be expecting quite a similar match to the one witnessed at the Etihad last month.
Prince, let's go to France now. PSG looks to be in powerhouse form in the French Cup.
Yeah, Paris Saint-Germain ease into the next round of the French Cup with a 6-0 win at amateur side Lens. Edinson Cavani and Pablo Sarabia got a brace, while French footballer of Algerian descent Adil Achichi and Cameroonian international Eric-Maxime Choupo-Moting added a goal each to secure the victory. Marseille required extra time and penalties to overcome 4th division side Trelissac FC and secure their spot to the Coupe de France round of 32. French striker of Malian descent Moussa Dembélé bagged a brace as Lyon thumped FBBP 7-0 in the French Cup, while Monaco registered a 2-1 win against Reims to ease into the next round of the French Cup.
Finally, Prince, the African Player of the Year for 2019 will be crowned Tuesday evening in Egypt. Who are you picking to win?
That's actually going to be quite a tough one, Sonny. Although, in my opinion, there is a high chance that Senegal talisman Sadio Mane will actually be the favorite for the award, ahead of his Egyptian clubmate Mo Salah and Algerian captain Riyad Mahrez. If that happens, then the 27-year-old attacker will actually be following in the footsteps of his fellow countryman, El Hadj Diouf, who scooped the 2001 and 2002 awards. It will also be remembered that Sadio Mane also finished fourth in the Ballon d'Or voting last month, making him the highest-ranked African player. He's actually excelled under the guidance of manager Jurgen Klopp, blending incredible physical dynamism with intelligence and composure. He has already grabbed 11 goals in the Premier League this season. The winger was also instrumental as the Reds clinched the FIFA Club World Cup title in Qatar recently, beating Flamengo 1-0 after extra time. However, I must also admit that he also faces stiff competition from Riyad Mahrez, who won the Premier League with Manchester City and also captained Algeria to the 2019 African Cup of Nations title. I'm Prince Nesta on the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Prince. Well, the big international sporting event this year is the Tokyo Olympics, which will be staged in Japan from July 24th to August 9th. Nigeria is hoping to bounce back from a disappointing performance at the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Team Nigeria tallied only one medal in Rio, a bronze in men's football. Sunday Adeleye is the technical director of the Athletics Federation of Nigeria. Iron Mike Mbonye asked him about the federation's program for the 2020 Olympics.
In preparation for the Tokyo 2020, we came up with a very, very strategic program to see how to live up to expectation for the Tokyo 2020. So with the activities we have rolled out there, the athletes will be very busy from February and then till we get to Tokyo. So it's a very comprehensive program we have just to see how we can put the athletes together and to get a better preparation for the event. Tokyo 2020.
As part of the program, you have laid emphasis on youth development and youth participation. Can you tell us those aspects that affect the youth?
Well, if you see the program, we have the under 16, under 18 competition coming up in Alzora Delta State. We also have the Uche Isaac athletics competition. And then, of course, if you go down, we even have the youth games that usually come up in University of Ilorin, usually. And then, of course, we have the Northwest Invitational Relays for schools, where we will also use to want to discover some one or two talents there. But what we're trying to do again is trying to encourage more of youth and junior competitions, because, of course, we also have the World Under 20 coming up in Kenya later this year. So it's a full pack for the athletes.
The program also cover or take care of the build up to the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games?
Sure. On the 13th to 14th, that's where we have the all-comers. 13th, 14th of February, we have the all-comers. We are opening it up for everybody to come and compete, where we will start categorization to see where we are putting who and who and who is in the senior, junior, and what category. Because every competition, why we usually have problems in these competitions is that we have competitions where everybody comes to. They should not be all-comers every time. So we should have competitions for professionals, like we have their class, and then we should have classification so that, okay, you are around among the people running 12 seconds in 100 meters, you shouldn't be squatting with the people that are there for business, that are ready for the Olympics to run, that are maybe the fast runners running 9. So we want to balance everything so that there's competition for everybody.
That's Sunday Adeleye, the technical director of the Athletics Federation of Nigeria, and he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Dusseldorf, Germany.
Hi, my name is Sunday Adeleye, the technical director of Athletics Federation of Nigeria. I want to say a special shout out to the Sunny Side of Sports. Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In American-style football, the National Football League playoffs kicked off over the weekend with 4 wild card games. Let's take a look at the results. On Saturday, the Houston Texans scored a 22-19 overtime victory against the Buffalo Bills. And the Tennessee Titans eliminated the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. The AP's Gethin Coolbaugh reports from Foxborough, Massachusetts.
The Tennessee Titans upset the New England Patriots 20-13 in the AFC wildcard round. Derrick Henry rushed for a franchise postseason record 182 yards and a 1-yard touchdown just before halftime. New England's final drive ended with a Tom Brady pick 6 with 9 seconds remaining. Titans coach and former Patriot Mike Vrabel knows how hard it is to beat New England in the playoffs.
They're good. They're well coached. I'm very comfortable coming into this game the way our guys just prepared.
Brady threw for 209 yards in what may have been the 42-year-old QB's final game as a Patriot.
I just don't know what's going to happen, and you know, I'm not going to predict it, and no one needs to make choices at this point.
Tennessee will face top seed Baltimore in the divisional round. Gethin Kulbaugh, Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Thanks, Gethin. The Minnesota Vikings and the Seattle Seahawks both scored victory Sunday in the NFL playoffs. The Vikings beat the host New Orleans Saints in overtime, as we hear now from the AP's Denny Kapp.
Kirk Cousins and Kyle Rudolph connect on a four-yard touchdown on the first drive of overtime as the Vikings stun the Saints 26-20. Drew Brees and the Saints rallied from 10 points down in the fourth to send the game to overtime on a 49-yard field goal by Will Lutz. The Vikings won the overtime toss and chose to receive. That's where Cousins took over, setting up the game-winning pass to Rudolph with a 43-yard bomb to Adam Thielen that got Minnesota down to the New Orleans 2.
We protected. We ran the football. We probably had 35-40 rushing attempts. There's a whole lot of reasons we won the game. Does the quarterback play a role in that? Yes, but it was a team win.
The 6-seed Vikings advance to San Francisco, where they'll face the NFC's top seed, the 49ers. I'm Denny Kapp.
Thanks, Denny. Now let's go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where the Seattle Seahawks beat the host Philadelphia Eagles. The AP's Michael Luongo reports from Philadelphia.
The Seahawks advanced to the NFC Divisional Playoff round with a 17-9 win over the Eagles. Seattle broke a 3-3 tie late in the second quarter with a 5-yard touchdown run by Marshawn Lynch. They made it 17-6 in the third quarter when wide receiver DK Metcalf caught a 53-yard touchdown pass from Russell Wilson. Metcalf had 7 catches for 160 yards for the Seahawks.
Just another championship opportunity. Just another time to compete and just go out there and, like I said, just compete.
Jake Elliott kicked 3 field goals for the Eagles, who lost the services of starting quarterback Carson Wentz. Wentz left the game in the first quarter with a head injury. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
Thanks, Michael. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. As I mentioned earlier, this is a big Olympic year, with many athletes getting ready for the Tokyo Games in July. World record holders Eliud Kipchoge and Bridget Koske are expected to represent Kenya in the men's and women's marathons in Japan. Our VOA listeners will remember the Olympic marathons were originally scheduled to take place in Tokyo, but because of heat concerns in the Japanese capital, the races have been moved to the cooler climate of Sapporo. In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2019, my VOA colleague Gwen Uten looks back to October, when Kipchoge and Koske set world records on the same weekend.
The day before his race, Eliud Kipchoge received a call from Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, who told Kipchoge to remember that 46 million Kenyans were behind him, and no truer words have been spoken. Across the country, the people of Kenya gathered together in the wee hours of Saturday morning to watch their native son make history. Thousands upon thousands of residents in Kipchoge's home of Eldoret had their eyes glued to the race that was broadcast on a giant screen mounted in the middle of town. And as they watched him cross the finish line, people danced, chanted his name, and expressed their disbelief at witnessing something they didn't expect to see in their lifetime.
It's honestly, like, it's such a proud moment.
Yeah.
We are super, super proud to be Kenyan.
Yeah,
Ken! Super, super proud to be Kenyan. We came prepared to cheer him on, and he's done us proud, so we are delighted.
I'll be sharply moving to court on Monday to compel KRA not to tax any single penny from Eliud Kipchoge's prize. I know he has worked hard for it. He has earned it outside the country, and there is no need for the government, Kenya government, to tax Eliud Kipchoge.
Well, it is not in the public domain just how much money Kipchoge has earned from the 159 challenge. And while his final time will not be entered into the record books, his milestone will forever be in the history books as the greatest achievement in athletics since Britain's Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile in 1954. After the race, Kipchoge said he believes he has paved the way for more athletes to run a marathon in under 2 hours, And he said he hopes he has inspired all people to remember that they too can accomplish anything and no human is limited. Eliud Kipchoge, arguably the greatest marathon runner of all time. There was more for Kenya to celebrate on Sunday when Kenyan Bridget Koske shattered a women's marathon world record at the Chicago Marathon here in the United States. The 25-year-old set a blistering pace from the start to finish with a time of 2 hours, 14 minutes, and 4 seconds, an incredible 81 seconds faster than the 16-year-old world record. And after the win, Koske said even her new world record could be bested with the right preparation.
If a lady can prepare good and they have no injury, no what and what, they could run even 2:14 to reduce even 2 minutes, they can reduce to 2:12 or maybe 1 minute to be 2:13. It's possible for a lady to reduce that minute.
But Koske said her goal was not to finish in record time. She came to run her own race.
Me, I come here to run my own pace. I don't depend on someone. I just look the way to go, but not to look someone. I just chasing my time. I want to improve my personal best, so that's why I ran today.
On the men's side, Kenyan long-distance runner Lawrence Chirono sprinted to the Chicago Marathon's finish line in 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 45 seconds to give Kenya yet another reason to celebrate. British defending champion Mo Farah finished that marathon in a disappointing 8th place, clocking his slowest time by more than a minute. Congratulations to all of the athletes for their great achievements, and congratulations to Kenya, who had much to celebrate.
Much to celebrate indeed. Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And our Voice of America listeners can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. It's a busy night in the National Basketball Association. There are 9 NBA games scheduled on Monday evening. The front-running Milwaukee Bucks are in Texas to take on the San Antonio Spurs. The Bucks have the NBA's best record at 32 wins and 5 losses. They've won 5 games in a row, so we'll see whether Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks can win their 6th consecutive victory. 5 games behind the Bucks in the Eastern Conference are the Boston Celtics. The Celtics are right here in Washington on this Monday evening to take on my beloved Washington Wizards. I think the Celtics are probably favored in that game. The Wizards with a losing record of 11 wins and 24 losses. Taking a quick look at the NBA's Western Conference, LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers are the front runners. They have 29 victories and 7 defeats. And that wraps up the January 6th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, Africa. This is James Butte, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
This is Science in a Minute.
In 2012, NASA's Kepler spacecraft discovered three odd exoplanets circling a 500 million-year-old star some 2,400 light-years away. 2 years later, scientists found that the planets seemed to have a lower density than any planet in the solar system, and that they appeared to be light, fluffy, and resembled cotton candy, the favorite circus treat. A team of scientists led by researchers at the University of Colorado Boulder recently used the Hubble Space Telescope to confirm these earlier findings and find that the planets in the Kepler-51 star system represent a new class of exoplanets nicknamed superpuffs. According to NASA, although they each have a mass that's no more than several times that of Earth, because of their atmospheres of hydrogen and helium are so bloated, they are nearly the size of Jupiter. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
The 62nd annual Grammy Awards show is coming up. To celebrate, Border Crossings will play songs from the winners of the 2019 American Music Awards to refresh you on some of last year's best tracks. Tune in to hear from your favorite artists like Post Malone, BTS, and Taylor Swift, January 23rd on The Voice of America.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.